Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
That's a classic. That's one of the rare records where
niggas don't know how classic that shit is.
Yeah, fact, man, that take me back, man. Shoot, man, I want y'all in Craig Facts land to welcome my esteemed guest, Compton legend, rap legend. Y'all give it up for Gorilla Black.
Yes, sir.
What's good?
Man, everything. How you doing, bro? Talk to us, man. What you got going on?
Man, definitely, man. You know, I can definitely go to my site right now, man. It's called hairguys.com. And, you know, we do hair care products. My brother and myself, he has a company called Hair Spy LA. Also, his wife has a company called Hollywood Hair Bar. So, you know, we've been doing this hair care for quite some time.
Right.
You know, way back when I first had my record deal, you know, I bought barbershops, beauty salons.
Right.
Different things like that. So, hair care definitely has been in the family for quite
so
some time.
So, you know a little bit about hair then, huh?
Oh, I know a little bit about hair now. Yeah. You know, I can't bring all your shit
back now. My bad. Why is my shit
in it? Don't worry, nigga. My moon roof opening up, too. I ain't finna put no tens on twos. But yeah. I'll just let you know, this is definitely, you know, for, you know, people who trying to regrow organic hair, especially women, African-American women, you know, they got some, got invisible edges.
Right.
Invisible edges is, if you rub the side of your shit, it ain't nothing there.
You know,
balding spots, you got psoriasis of the scalp, different things of that nature. This is all natural oil, you know what I'm saying? Grapeseed oil, tea tree oil, olive oil, eucalyptus oil. Almond oil, I mean, all of the essentials that's been used for the last 5,000 years in India, China, Africa, so definitely.
Right.
Niggas not putting in their hair.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So you're saying it's not less jam? It ain't that.
Oh, this no. ain't no
jam. What about Murray? Some niggas grew up around.
No.
For my essays, three flowers.
Tres flores.
No, this ain't three flowers, man. Definitely, man. You know, back in the gap, whenever we, you know, had the salon open and we reopened and we remodeling it, so definitely y'all definitely gonna see the reopening of it. You know, prior to my incarceration, you know, women were coming in and I seen a lot of them was trying to grow their hair healthy again. So some of them, you know, again, some of the problems that I was seeing with their hair. So, you know, I just started putting oils together or whatever. Now, you know, I'm like, you know what, let me just see this. You know, and they start, you know, braiding the hair up. You know, they sew the weave inside of the braids.
Right.
So they just start putting oil in and you start seeing progress. So we just continue to move forward with
it. So pussy is what got you in the hair. Give me 100, that nigga said.
Hey.
Pussy gets you into a lot of things, man.
It got me into some things, man.
So it's a few things I want to talk about first, man. You're a big dude. You didn't play no football and then growing up, you were an athlete?
Man, definitely, man. I played football, man, from, you know, all the way Pop Warner, all the way, you know, in the Compton High, and, you know, eventually, you know, all the way up to about the 10th grade, you know, these knees got bad on the nigga, though.
Yeah. Stop slinging keys. What Mac 10 say? I stopped playing ball to sling keys and blamed it on my knees. Hell yeah. Okay. So I did a little bit of the backstory from Chicago to Mississippi to Compton.
Exactly.
You docked in Compton 1989.
Definitely.
How long before you landed in Compton before you had a curl?
Oh, man, immediately the curl happened. You know, the curl, nigga, I experimented with a few and, you know, shit went bad.
Right.
Shit went bad. You know, nigga ain't gonna sit there and tell you a lie. Nigga done went to, got the wrong kit.
Right,
got
right.
Mama in there stirring the shit up. Hold still, boy, hold on a second. And the shit just went bad. So until nigga went to that Hawaiian Silky and this shit just laid
down.
You know how nigga had to go spend that dollar for a shit back in the gap. You go to the shop.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You had a kitchen curl. You know what I'm saying? Nigga in the kitchen working on chemicals and shit.
Yeah,
nigga, first that first one was was a kitchen curl. Then a nigga, you know, yeah, got his dollars up, you know.
Yeah.
You know, then a nigga was able to go to the shop and get his shit done right by Sharice and them. Like, okay.
Yeah,
go ahead and set my shit up the right way. So, yeah.
Hell yeah.
The
motherfuckers don't know, nigga, Jerry curl was expensive.
Expensive back in the gap.
This $100?
$100, yeah. Nigga get up. Right now, if you go to the motherfucking barbershop, nigga cut your hair for $50, back in the gap, nigga, you had to have a bag.
Yeah. Yeah.
$100 and $89, that's like probably, what, $600 now?
Yeah. Exactly.
And you got to maintain that.
And you
got
to maintain it. You see a nigga on the yard and his shit, you know, nigga be at school, nigga walking around like, okay, damn. Damn, man. This nigga shit dry as a
man,
like Velcro stuck to that.
And that California sun, nigga. Shit.
Then the nigga done put too much shit in his shit, and you see the back of nigga's shirt looking wet. Nigga, I had an oil spill back there on that motherfucker.
Yeah, the balance. Yeah, that balance.
You perfect
balance.
Perfect.
Yeah.
A lot of motherfuckers don't know BET was started off Jerry Curl money. Bob owned a salon.
Talk
nigga.
That shit. Talk that shit.
It was good.
BET was built by Jerry Curl and Shags.
Straight up, nigga. Curl money. Bro.
I believe that.
Hey, remember niggas? 100%
believe that.
And niggas did when niggas start cutting their shit. When I get to the ninth grade. Niggas had the little curly top with the little shag.
Yeah,
she had to turn when you turned. Yeah. They had to go the other way.
Yeah.
And it's kept this part. It's kept
that shit was just balled up on the back of the shit. Nigga shit like,
that shit was nasty.
That was the compartmentalized curl.
Niggas had that shit up top and in the back.
From the shag to the little duck tail.
Right, duck tail.
So then you let your shit grow and have his shit braid. You have Sharice braid.
See, that's my era, the duck tail era. That was my shit.
Yeah, that was my shit. I had length. How long? Pause. How long was your
My shit never got long. My mom was like, "This shit look nasty, cut."
Or you'll see a nigga shit just start balling up.
Yeah, hell yeah, that shit cutting the square.
Yeah, nigga shit ain't laying on his shoulders. Like
my shit.
From South Central. Yep.
I wanted
that square. My mom saw my brother cutting that square, and she said, "Cut that shit off tonight."
Yeah.
I didn't go to bed with my square.
Yeah. I was one-handed.
I won a ducktail contest when I cut my shit off. I still got my shit in the bag, nigga, at the house, nigga. With
oh my god,
yeah, it was long, nigga.
Oh my god, this shit is out of line.
I'm fucking with this shit, but we all hood niggas, man. And doing my research on you, I'm like, god damn, man, we got some real parallels in life, man.
Yeah.
From your whole, you know what I'm saying, from your whole journey in the streets and. You know, hustling and all that shit, like pretty much half the room done lived that, man. So, one of the things about Craig Facts that we do is we preach accountability.
Right.
So, whenever I talk on camera, I'm really talking to the younger me.
Exactly.
16, 17, 18. And I want the younger me to be able to watch my shit and be like, oh, okay, I learned from Craig. He not preaching at me, but he like, nigga, this is what I did. And it really end up, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, we're going to get into the nuts and bolts of some of this shit. So, one of the things that stood out about you, where I was like, this is a reputable nigga, because he did some shit that every nigga that grows up in gang culture knows is a no-no. And if you survive this, that means you motherfuckers must really fuck with you.
Right, right.
You sold dope in the 60s, but you from Compton.
Exactly. I sold weed in the 60s.
Oh, weed, okay.
I stayed on 10th Avenue, and I sold weed over there for a long time, right there on 10th Avenue.
Right, right, right.
So, you know,
man.
Yeah, I was right on the middle. 10th. Avenue in the middle of the dime block, so you just gotta imagine back then, man. Like that was that era, you know, in they hood,
they never
it's
played
60 niggas right there on 10th Avenue.
Yeah.
Always, so I lived in that building, which was the Thunderdome, so
right
in the middle,
nigga got an issue. Yeah, no, the 63rd right there. So I lived in the middle of the block.
You talking about
right
the middle,
there.
Right in the
right
middle.
Right there in the Thunderdome.
Yeah,
so, nigga right there back then, homie. I mean, you know, I got to give it to them niggas, man. Them niggas is real, homie.
Oh, they not playing?
Oh, nigga, you ain't been in the hood in a while? Come on. Look, we need to go to the back real quick.
Gotcha. Right.
You know, the Thunderdome might go down. It might be 10 squabbles back there. Niggas lumped up. Niggas come right back to the front, nigga, and smoke a Sherman blunt. It's like,
oof.
It's not, homie.
So, for niggas that don't know how L.A. work, to be from Compton and sell dope in somebody else's hood speaks to the level of respect you garner from other niggas in the streets.
Right, exactly.
So to me, that's like that's a king move right there.
Right,
how were you able to articulate yourself into that economy and sell weed without having problems?
You can't be a greedy nigga, homie. You got to spread the love where the love is at. So, you know, as love is given, you got to give love back. You know me, I go, you know, grab, you know, 2 or 3 pounds here. Let me know what this is. I'm
right
here. Here go ounce here. Here go ounce here. Here go ounce here. I I'm making so much money, homie. You can't just think you finna go to a nigga hood and don't, you know? It's the barter system.
Right.
Hey, try that zip right there. Let me know what that is. That's a fire.
Right.
Oh, yeah. You know, good money. Oh, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And nigga, oh, okay, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, you ain't finna go with nobody hood, and them niggas is
right.
Yeah, niggas, homie. Ain't no question, homie. So, you gotta be able to show love to get love, and so with that being that, nigga don't go in that motherfucker with his big nut bandana on.
Right. Man, please don't.
A nigga go in that motherfucker humble and meek. Hi.
Japanese housewife, nigga.
No, go over there like that. Yeah. And I stay in that era when that era was really like that era.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, that type of era. So when you over there moving, it's just a respect. Like yeah, nigga. I know.
Right, right.
Look in your eyes, nigga. You wanted to. You good, my nigga?
Right.
Okay, for sure. You sent an auntie? Okay, cool. Don't even trip here. You got to show love, homie.
You had a question for him?
No, I was saying it just shows the level of business genius you young black men had at that.
Right, because
it's no different on Wall Street.
Right.
If another company is going to go and do business in another country or around other companies, you got to donate to their charities. Same shit.
Exactly.
You can't. One company can't go into another company's territory without donating millions and making everything happy on the block. So it goes to show.
Even Jesus, when he pulled up, Jesus was like, bring me that loaf. Bring me these fish. Yeah. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Bless these niggas.
So for all of
them, bless these niggas real quick.
So for all you young niggas out there, you young niggas out there who trying to go legit. This just goes to show you that the same rules that apply on the street apply in the business world too. So you already got the skills. So the minute you fight it legit, you already got the skills to take over.
Yeah, definitely.
In that time and in that span of time, I built relationships with a lot of dudes, man. And over the years, man, it's a lot of good dudes over there, man. And they've embraced me and they, you know, definitely fuck with me all the way into the music career. You know, I'd be standing out there with my 38 in my pocket freestyling.
Yeah.
And just freestyling and just, you know, cats out there like, damn, my nigga, you a whore, homie. Okay, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, nigga, you live right here. Okay, yeah. Hey, man, you want to jump on this song? Yeah, let's jump on it, man. Shit, let's do it. Let's make it happen. So,
Did you ever run across Nip when you lived in the 60s?
You know what? You know, the first time I ran across Nip, you know, you had introduced me to Nip. You know what I mean? But I had been living over there, and so when you came home, you know, his homies had told him, like, man, this nigga, you know, that nigga hard as fuck. You live over here on the block or whatever not. And so back in the Gap, you know, a lot of his family and Big D and, you know, a lot of them youngsters over there, you know, you they big homie and shit. So definitely, you know, I ran into you multiple times. And so when he first introduced me to Nip, you know, Nip was young as a motherfucker. And so I'm like, damn, I ain't never seen you over here. And he was like, yeah, my nigga, I'm from 6-0. And I'm like, okay, for sure, homie. And, you know, the nigga was hard as a motherfucker, man. The nigga was hard back in the Gap. So it wasn't something new, you know what I mean? But just to run into a level of talent on that level back then and then on the level that I was on, I just, you know, formed a bond with him. And, you know, going over there, you know what I'm saying, fucking with him, you know, it's at 1500 and Nuttin's house and just hearing some of the records and jumping on different records and so forth and pulling up with glasses. And, I mean, the relationship just got stronger and stronger because Nip was that kind of humble dude. Just, he was real, real humble, but at the same time knowledgeable, but at the same time he was a king, homie.
Right.
So to be able to be around that type of level of talent, you know what I mean, and to be around, you know, a spirit like that, you know, is a once-in-a-lifetime thing, man, you know. And so, you know, when I heard the news, I'll never forget, I had called home. I was in the pen, and my brother was like, he gone, Black. Mm-hmm. The beginning of our phone call, this call is from a federal correction facility, boom, boom, boom. As soon as he pressed the number, boom, Black, he gone.
Man.
That shit fucked me up, homie. Shit fucked me up.
Yeah, man, R.I.P. Nip, man.
Definitely.
Man, okay.
No, go ahead.
First lick you ever hit as a kid where you was like, this street shit might be for me.
Oh, man, I never forget, man, one of the first licks. Oh, man. I never forget, man, it was a little, right there, I want to say, what is that? Alameda. And you know what I'm saying? I see the nigga slipping on them D's and he had the shit just parked there and it's like a little center was right there back in the Gap.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? I'll never forget, I threw a kaplooey, boom, hit his window, nigga, the window shattered, nigga, wrapped his fan up, phew, They jumped in that motherfucker, peeled the steering wheel back. You know, I got all the beat up out that motherfucker, the D's off that motherfucker, everything. So, you know, from there, me and my brother, we was hitting everything we seen smoking. We was like, oh, Lord, it's on and popping. So back then, on Tamron, we stayed on Tamron at that time. Mm-hmm. And back there is the Martin Luther King Little Transit Center. I don't know what it is now.
Right.
It's been gone for nine. But back then, you know, motherfuckers parked their car there, nigga run right on up in that motherfucker. Snatch his goods up, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, them were some of the first licks I started hitting, man.
Man, that's crazy. So how do you think that shaped your mentality as a hustler?
I mean, shit, man, you know, immediately that shit just took me into another level because I had to, you know, learn how to sell the beat, sell the rim, sell this, sell that. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, nigga, I need a... Okay, cool, I got you. Mm-hmm. So back then, you know, I take the whole car down to Mulberry. You know what I'm saying? A lot of motherfuckers don't know on the other side of Rosecrans, you know, there's a lot of P-Funks over there. I take the whole car. Nigga, give a nigga a band. Nigga, here, nigga, take this whole motherfucking thing. Yep. Just break the whole thing down to the compound.
So yeah.
As a young nigga, you know, all of them niggas over there knew that, you know, I was going to go get some shit. I was going to go get one. I was going to bring one back for the home team.
Yeah, man.
Definitely.
Man, that
shit was happening a lot back then in Compton,
back
too.
Back in the Gap, man, early 90s. Come on, man. I peel your shit. Peel your shit.
Nigga, that's when beat, nigga, you had beat in your car. You got a price on your head, homie.
Yeah. If I hear that motherfucker say, you know what I mean?
You better hit that ATT button before you hit that block, nigga.
Man.
That motherfucker, niggas had alarms to talk to you. You were too close to the car.
Man, yeah.
Nigga, you were too close, nigga.
Yeah,
that motherfucker talk to you.
You remember that Viper alarm?
Yeah, that was the one, nigga.
Yeah, that's Viper. Car,
stand
nigga.
Back.
Yeah. Nigga, stand
I know a
back,
nigga that
nigga.
Actually had the little snake come from a front of his shit.
That commercial was going BET all the time. Hologram snake was going.
I wasn't the only nigga thought that came with the alarm system.
That shit came out. It was the fifth grade when that commercial came.
I was like 4 months. I'm gonna ask you a LA hood question, right? That any nigga that grew up in any hood in LA, and that's around. I'm 39. How old are you?
I'm 44.
Okay, so we same era. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Any nigga that grew up in our era, they always respond to this question differently, but they know what I'm talking about. When did you find out Theo from the beat wasn't black?
That shit shocked the world.
That shocked the world. Grown man.
That shocked
on everything, man. When I found out the nigga wasn't, you know, I never forget. I was fucking with a little chick or whatever. Now that we riding this shit, a nigga jump on me. Yeah, this is Theo. We got the slow. It's like, damn, man, that nigga's a real nigga. She was like, nigga, that nigga ain't no nigga. Like, what? She was like, nigga, that nigga Asian. I was like. It's like, no, you got me fucked up. Until then, you know, once I got a deal and shit, and I met Theo, I'm like, nigga, what's happening?
Theo cool.
That's cool about that? Huh?
That never came up in conversation?
I mean, shit.
Are you Asian?
Theo already knows.
Like, yeah, I'm Asian.
That's what you're saying. So I was like, if I remember, I would ask, hey, man, what would you say? Like,
nigga, I'm not, the nigga was so cool. It was just like, nigga, this nigga cool as a motherfucker. Like, I'm not finna ask this nigga no shit like that.
I don't lie.
This nigga just super, the nigga was so cool, homie. Like, you know what I'm saying? When I meet him and shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, nigga, little kid, nigga, mama was listening to
right.
Theo.
I didn't trust DJ Quick for years after that. Because, you know, because he was always up there, 92.3. You know what I'm saying? He never told us, nigga. And I went to Summer Jam, and that's when I found out. I was at the Summer Jam.
I'll never forget, nigga, I was riding with a chick in the car, nigga. The nigga jumped on there. I was like, damn. Nigga, we cruising and shit. No cut along. Like, that nigga, Theo, man.
Man, no cut along.
That nigga ain't no nigga. That nigga's an Asian. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, man, if you don't knock it, you fuck off.
So,
like, nigga, that nigga's a straight Asian. So whenever I got a deal and I went up there back in the Gap, back
right.
at the beat, and shit, right. started going up there, meeting everybody and shit, Steve Harvey, all of them. I met the nigga. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
What's up, Theo?
Theo, man. Shout out to Theo.
Shout out to Theo, man.
So do you think the message in our music is contributing to a lot of the demise within our community? Do you think, like, niggas need to be more responsible with what they rap about?
I mean, ultimately, man, you know, it's going to be two viewpoints on that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Because when you look at the movie industry, homie, the movie industry could portray, you know, this killer like the transporter. This nigga got two nines on him with a suit on. He jumping on. He moving everything around and knocking shit down everywhere. Right. And nigga, he knocking everything down, nigga. Wait, let me. So he knocking shit down.
Right.
He's a motherfucking hero.
Right.
But you know, I get on the song and I'm talking about this shit walking the yard, nigga, with a makeshift. Damn, this nigga, man. This nigga really talking about some fucked up shit, man. Mm-hmm. Damn, man.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, it's two sides of the coin there. At the end of the day, hopefully you could see the difference in it. When I speak about things that happened in my life.
Right.
I speak about things that happened in people's lives that was close to me.
Right.
And so I'm only speaking my life. But this don't have to be your life. This was the life that, you know, that right. I live. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's fortunate situations and unfortunate situations to that. So with that being that, you know, it goes back to a person. If this is all day long, he riding around listening to motherfucking Lil Durk and Lil Baby, and okay, that's cool.
Right.
But there also has to be a point where you sit down and you educate yourself
right.
mm-hmm. about who you are, where you came from,
right.
who your people is. Get an open mind to things. So when you become closed off and just think, nigga, I'm finna pour some lean in the cup,
right.
need some perky and smoke some weed all day, nigga, the world is bigger than that.
Yeah.
It's bigger than that, and we living in an age, it don't exist the age that you and I came from,
right.
especially here on the West Coast.
Right.
You know what I mean? Back then, it was some real shit going on out there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was real shit. It was, nigga, every corner you turn, nigga, you run around that motherfucker, nigga, wiping his forehead. Ooh, I hope these niggas ain't out here.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying? Nigga,
yeah.
nigga walking fast as shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas like, nigga, hey, homie. So it wasn't like it is now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This gentrified shit. When I came on, man, mm-hmm. I seen motherfuckers over on Western, white people walking dogs and shit.
Right.
It's with booty shorts on, walking a little dog. I'm like,
so what, you been gone 9 years?
I've been gone, homie.
Oh, we're going to get into it. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. So, again, you know, at the same time, you know, it's two sides of the coin there. You know? So, in that being that, that's like if you went and read a book.
Right.
And you read a book, you know, about an author, and this author had went through this and this and this, would you say that he's contributing to the negativity of everything that's going on?
Right.
He's no, writing a book about his life.
Right.
The same with a director. If the transporter jump out the whip, out the Audi, two burners on him, woo, okay, you're going to say, oh, this is entertainment. You sitting there looking at the shit. Oh, wow, nigga, the entertainer, a real motherfucker. That nigga jumped out, made the car do two U-turns, jumped out, hit that nigga twice. Ooh-wee.
This nigga the reason traffic back.
Yeah, nigga, right after that. This nigga the reason traffic back up. You know, go in the kitchen, warm up the chicken. Like, damn, sit there, drink some Kool-Aid and shit. Like, damn, this nigga, man.
That's
funny.
That's funny to me
because I'm
using
the sandbox.
Yeah. I need to make a shirt, my nigga. I need to make a shirt that say sandbox. Fuck it.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, but that's kind of funny because I always looked at music and being a director the same way, right. Because I'm like, damn, they can look at this artist for creating his own movie in the music, but right. then won't look at John Singleton and oh, he a bad motherfucker. Like, you exactly. know what I mean?
Yeah. But he do Boys in the Hood, and he showed it live. He got, you know, Cube jumping out of Low Ride with the curl swinging and whoop-whoop-whoop. And you know what I'm saying? And we look at John Singleton like, damn, he really painted this vivid portrait
right.
of African-American, you know, culture. And
Ricky still got shot.
Nigga, Ricky still got shot, though. Nigga, you know what I'm saying? Niggas are still. So, you know, but we look at him like with a level of esteem. Compared to, you know, we hear Tupac's music and we like, damn.
Hell, that nigga. Look at Martin Scorsese. He say nigga more than any goddamn. No, because it was Tarantino. Right. He say nigga more than any rapper in this movie.
But he can because his mom used to fuck niggas, so he had to put up with that.
You know what I'm saying? That's cool. That's cool.
He had to hear, look, nigga, get back in the room.
Django, but we can't criticize one without criticizing the other.
Yeah. I agree. I'm with you.
Yeah. That's a good point, man.
So, I mean,
favorite bass head you ever sold crack to?
Oh, my nigga Sunshine. That nigga, man, I'm telling you, man, that nigga clean all your motherfucking cars. The energy that this nigga had. Right? The energy that this Negro had. I mean, I'd get this nigga all the crumbs at the bottom of the bubble tape thing here, and he just pour it in his hand. And it was like, nigga, phew. And then pull up, get him a big ice cream scoop, boom. My nigga wipe his forehead. My nigga pull out the rags. I don't know where he find the equipment. Like, where did you find the equipment? Yeah. Like, this nigga just washing everything, coming up and down the block. Homie just washing.
You was cooking your own dope, or you had?
You know, I had the homie. He had the secret recipe. Yeah, man. You know, I know how to cook. You know, but it's a
niggas be proud. Anybody ever sold dope? Niggas be proud as a motherfucker.
Man, oh yeah, oh yeah. But some niggas just don't want to admit, nigga, your shit, nigga. If your shit crumbling, nigga, man, dark,
this shit ain't
dark,
sticking,
nigga.
Yeah,
it ain't sticking. So it's just certain niggas that just. You know, this nigga had a jerry curl, nigga. This nigga walk around, nigga.
Oh, that's some good crack.
Yeah. This nigga had a jerry curl, nigga, in the mid-90s.
Yeah, yeah.
Mid-90s, nigga. So, nigga, you know, the jerry curl shit kind of broke off at 91.
It's definitely
90 seconds yeah. with the curl. Nigga. Like, my nigga, nobody, he didn't get the memo.
Right,
so,
right.
So, I mean.
His name was Sunshine.
That ain't his name. That's the smoker.
Yeah, that's smoker. Yeah, yeah. Name, right,
but,
right.
You know,
nigga that got his life together. Yeah, hold on, man. What about me?
See, you know these white people gonna look into my background.
My nigga had that work, homie. That shit that just, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, take him a 9-pack, man. Give him one, homie. He bring it back, homie. The shit just be so motherfucking hard. The smoker's still sitting there like this, like working his piss. Like OG. God damn, bomb. So I just knew that, you know. I went in the kitchen a few times and the shit just, you know, it lock up and shit, but it wasn't the same. I don't know what he did. I still don't know to this day, but that nigga was the best cook ever.
And they was putting hot sauce in this shit.
Man, that nigga had the secret recipe.
Let me say something real quick, man. We got 1.5 in the chat, man. We got 400 likes. Come on,
oh,
y'all.
That's crazy.
Get that shit up, man.
Hey, y'all got the shit.
Yeah, we talking some real shit here. Y'all need to get them likes up, man. Yeah, support the channel.
Yeah, man. We have a legendary rapper, Gorilla Black, in here. Let everybody know that. Share the shit and put his name in the motherfucking title, because it's going to be a whole bunch of people like, oh, shit.
Yeah,
so share them on your social media right now, please. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Make sure y'all do that, man. We'll stop playing. They're going to police. Just give them
look, they ready.
Second to go by.
Oh, Lord.
You know.
Fuzzy.
It might be something outside. It was something outside.
Oh, something cracking sound like they stopped right in front of the motherfucker.
Yeah, right, the siren stopped right there. Shit.
Oh,
there.
Yep. Make sure you lock that door, nigga.
Hell yeah. They arrest that nigga's show for being musty. I'm ready. I'm just smoking it. Please, look at me. Fresh to death, too.
Oh, my God.
They're about to arrest you from stealing that jacket from Marshalls, nigga.
It's my shit. I made it. We finna kick your ass off the show for trying to take B12 position, nigga. I looked at that show. Hold on, nigga.
My nigga B12.
He found that shit in the back, nigga. I knew. This kind of fresh.
I Burlington
special.
I like that alliteration, nigga.
That was funny than a motherfucker, man.
Nah, we go ahead.
Okay, so favorite bass head, we're going to call him Sunshine.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So, difference between crack and powder.
You know, powder give you a wonderful feeling.
Right.
You know, first, I mean,
that boy.
I got to be honest, homie, you know, I done dabbled, homie. So,
okay, for sure.
With that being said, you know, crack is crack, homie. You know,
right.
You know, back in the gap, homie, yeah. Look. You don't smoke this shit.
Yeah, you fuck bitches on this, you fuck your life up,
man.
That's a fact.
You know, I'm from Compton, homie, so it is what it is. You know, we smoke sherm, homie, so we smoke water.
Right.
Seen that, you know what I'm saying? So we start smoking water, 14, 15 years old, we smoke sherm blunt like it's nothing. I'm just shoot dice. You know, but I'll never forget, you know, my masking partners, you know, one day I'm back there drinking Hornitos with them.
Right.
True shit. I ain't finna sit here and put nothing extra on it. I ain't finna tell you no lie.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I couldn't get back. You know, you
didn't. Yeah.
Nigga had a church pew in front of the garage door. So I'm sitting there, you know, trying to get my bearings together.
Yeah. Like, you talking about Sherm Blunt right now?
No, not no Sherm Blunt. I'm drinking liquor with them.
Right.
But I'm tripping because, you know, their mom's in the back. She cooking.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mom's cooking. They bouncing around this motherfucker, but they steadily pouring shots.
Right.
So I'm waiting. I'm like, wait a minute. What the fuck is up? I mean, how in the fuck everybody drinking all this shit and I'm the only one fucked up?
Nigga? Right, right.
You lace me or something? Is I'm laced or something? So I'm sitting here, you know, back in the gap. We go on north. We smoke some chronic.
Right.
I smoke my chronic and shit. Boom. Pass it to my nigga Hoovy. I'm like, God damn, my nigga. He like, nigga, you all right? I'm like, shit, God damn, nigga. He like, you all right? I'm like, man, I can't even get the fuck up, homie. He like, so the mask is laughing at me because I'm sitting right here.
Yeah.
So he reaching his pocket. You know, this is my partner. You know, we hustling and shit. And motherfucker come back with a knuckle, a big bump on the knuckle. So I take my shit off safety. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, huh? What the fuck is wrong with you? What the fuck wrong with you? And he was like, man, just come back. I'm like, come back? Nigga, I'm already here. What the fuck you mean? Right. Like, nigga, come back. You know what I'm saying? I hit that motherfucker, man, the Mexican music, speed up. I still clean up. Like, god damn. Yeah. Like, the light came on in that motherfucker. Yeah. So, yeah, homie. So, yeah. After that day, I was like, nigga, this is a wonderful drug right here. Man. You know what I mean? So, back then, everybody was smoking Sherm. You know what I mean? I'd go dip in my bag. You know.
And we,
yeah, yeah. I'd get my mind right.
So, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Motherfuckers pull up on me like, nigga, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you ain't fuck with this, are you?
Hey.
Ice cream. You put a little ice cream on your knuckle. Put some ice cream on your knuckle real quick. Put some ice cream on your knuckle real quick.
You get shot while you was half.
Yeah.
Situation though.
Oh man, you know this shit was fucked up, man. You know, it's niggas that I fucked with or whatever. Not and you know, motherfuckers came to rob a nigga, homie. And so it just went in a bad situation, homie. Bad night. You know what I'm saying? Just. Motherfucker pull up, just to finish chopping up some work or whatever. Now I sacked up some weed and shit. The motherfucker pulled me in the front, like, oh yeah, nigga, you got some weed, woo, woo, woo. Next thing you know, niggas got to draw on me. Mm. Now, this night, I'm lit. Right. So I've been
going to work.
I'm tooting like a motherfucker. So, you know, cocaine again is a wonderful drug, but it can be a bad, you know, decision chemical to use, right, you know, to base decisions off of. Mm-hmm. You know, I see these, and I know they shermed out. I'm coked the fuck up. Mm. So my dumb ass, I'm thinking these niggas got the draw on me.
Right.
I got my burner on me. I know, nigga, this ain't finna be Ability Kid. I ain't finna get to this burner, nigga. So
right.
Burner is out of the question.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So my mind, it plays out a scenario, nigga. I can get the gun from him.
Some Jackie Chan.
I can get the gun from this nigga.
It's not gonna happen like that.
No, nigga, this is before Jackie Chan, nigga.
Yeah. This nigga hit him with the three nigga, stooges nigga, throw off.
I can catch this bullet with my teeth. Yeah, yeah, no, nigga, what the fuck? I don't know
nigga.
Where.
That nigga was Jackie Chan shit. Now
that nigga, I could take the gun from this nigga.
Yeah, right.
But nigga, at the time, nigga, it was a great ideal. Because, you know, I'm looking in this nigga's eyes. I mean, I already know. Nigga asking me still for the money. Nigga, I done gave you the weed. I done gave you the work. Nigga, what the fuck else you want? I'm not finna. Nigga, keep asking something. Nigga, I already know it's inevitable. Nigga, you finna pop me, right. Nigga. Now you trying to. You hyping yourself up to pop me. Nigga.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
You hyping yourself to pop me.
Give it up.
At this
give
point,
it up.
I'm like, you know what? This nigga's finna pop you. Nigga, you need to. Nigga, instead of it being a dome shot, at least nigga try to get some wind beneath your feet. Mm-hmm. So, nigga, the first thought, nigga, I'm finna try to take the burner from him. Nigga, as soon as I touched that motherfucker, man, that motherfucker went off. Nigga, that motherfucker blew this hand off, blew this finger off. Nigga, shot me the fuck up. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah, man. So,
do you think that in essence, like, I know you said that you don't think you made the right decision, but maybe you might not be here if you don't grab that gun.
Exactamundo, that part. Cause soon as I grab it, nigga, pull the trigger. That give me enough time, nigga. You know I'm a big nigga, but nigga, you'd have thought, nigga, I broke a speed record trying to get away from that nigga, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, nigga, still pop my big ass up, nigga. I'm a big target, still moving, nigga. Pop, get your ass over here. Right. Bring your ass here, nigga. Bring your big ass here. Yeah. Nigga was popping my ass up, nigga, but nigga, nevertheless, nigga, they was flesh wounds, nigga. I had security, nigga. Right. Padding, nigga.
Yeah.
I had extra padding, nigga.
Yeah,
that part.
Like, it was like, you know what I'm saying, they came up like, yo, my bad, man. I fucked up. Like,
no, nigga, it wasn't none of that. Nigga wasn't saying my bad, nigga. Nigga had deadly intentions, nigga. Yeah. Nigga wasn't no my
nigga
bad.
Said my bad. Nigga, hold on. DJ Show. That nigga from Inglewood, actually.
Oh, my
come
bad,
on, buddy.
Nigga.
Ain't no my bad when you get shot.
Nigga, really, ain't no my bad, nigga. Yeah. This nigga like, nigga, I'm finna peel your shit.
Did
back,
he send
nigga.
You flowers in hospital? Tell you what's up. Niggas ain't no apology poppers out there. Yeah, nigga. Niggas don't apology pop.
Yeah,
nigga. Pop and get off.
Apology pop, nigga.
Apology pop?
Ain't no apology popping going up. But look, but here's something that a lot of niggas don't really know. Well, us, we know it because of how we grew up. A lot of times, you know the motherfucker that shoots you.
Oh, I knew the facts. Shot
you knew the nigga that shot you.
Oh, I know the motherfucker who shot me.
Man.
Yeah, definitely.
And so, how does that change what happens after? Now, you know what I'm saying? Like, Because a lot of times, you know, niggas get shot over shit and then they can look back like, I kind of broke the rules on that. I kind of fucked up.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know if this is in relation to you selling, you know, selling in somebody else's hood or whatever, however that played out. When you look back at it, is it something, do you feel like you were out of bounds or he was out of bounds in that situation?
We both was. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. With that being said, I paid the consequences and so did he. So,
right, definitely.
That's what it is.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. No, I totally understand. Man, ain't nothing worse than being, this is going to sound weird, right? But it's almost comforting when you know who's shooting at you.
Man.
No, nigga, that's not comforting.
But what I'm going to tell you, in comparison to not knowing.
No, nigga, when you look a nigga in the face, nigga, every day, nigga, hey, buddy, hey, what's good? You want to drink?
You're going to shoot me.
That same friendly face.
I love that shit, boy.
Nigga, I can't. How I'm gonna become, nigga? Nigga, fuck all that.
You talking about the moment?
Nigga, ain't shit comforting.
This is how I mean it, right? I done been in a situation where a motherfucker tried to kill me, shot at me, and I don't even know who it was. So, to know that that's possible, and like in my mind, when it happened to me, I'm like, okay, this motherfucker trying to kill me or whatever, and I ain't done shit wrong.
Right.
They know who I am, but I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
So I ain't got no get back.
Right.
This motherfucker could come back 2 weeks later and be hooping with me at the park, or you feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So the level of uncomfortableness is triple in that situation as opposed to a situation where you know who to go get.
Because
at least you know, okay, I can kind of see where it's coming.
Right.
I can lay low, you know what I'm saying? And I can do what I got to do as a street nigga.
Okay. Exactly.
And so that's what I'm comparing it to.
I feel, what's the unknown versus the known? Shit, at the moment, nigga, there's nothing comforting about.
I'll be scared that knowing somebody
else. The nigga lured me in. Nigga.
Right. I'll be like, who else?
You on the same energy, nigga, and then the energy switch, nigga.
Exactly.
Nigga,
down the nigga brought you a birthday card and everything.
Man,
ain't shit coming.
Like you made it, my nigga. You made it.
And but let me.
I'd rather it have been a nigga. I don't, you know.
Right.
Figure it out down the line. Then
right.
This nigga.
Yeah.
Come on, homie. That's a fucked up feeling. Like damn. So how many other niggas that I know
who set me up with this nigga? Is he work in cahoots with a nigga around?
Right.
Who else is in on this shit?
Right,
nigga.
Man.
So what do you think? What do you think? Well, you can speak personally, and then you can speak in general, like other people. So what do you think had a bigger effect on your psyche as a man? Selling dope or using cocaine?
You know, selling dope on the psyche, because due to the fact that it's two sides of the coin. You're able to see the destruction that's caused by the shit, the after effects of it, you know what I mean? And, you know, using cocaine, but hustling, you know. Hustling, you know, if niggas gave the same energy that we gave to hustling the block to creating businesses, creating products, to understanding how Facebook ads work, to understand, you know, all of the different shit that, you know, if we just took another path,
right?
You know what I mean? So that same mentality of me hustling on Orleander from back in the gap is the same mentality that I take to my hair care company, the same mentality that I take to the music industry, the same mentality that I take to any business venture that I'm going to enter. And so that hustle mentality, I look at it from a hustler's mind state, and I think any entrepreneur that's, you know, especially from our culture, you know, when you look at a lot of the dudes that, whether it be the Jay-Z's, a lot of them, they enter with that hustler mentality.
Right.
You know what I mean? They enter with that, it's a different type of instinct that
they
have. No matter how far along they educated on, you know, the actual endeavor that they finna enter into, they still have that hustler's instinct.
Right.
That, you know, I'm not gonna quit. I'm gonna keep grinding, whether or not it's rain, sleet, snow. I'm out here on the block, nigga.
Right.
I'm still moving this, you know what I'm saying, the same way as in the
morning. Hey, show, eat that fly. Man.
Yo! My nigga came in here with a Jesus wreath on his shirt.
I didn't mean to cut you off, man. I think I don't know, man. It's rare. Like, when I got into entertainment, I noticed that it wasn't a lot of niggas like me in entertainment. And on the outside looking in, you always hear artists talk about real niggas or just people that are real as opposed to fake. And when you get into the industry, it's I must use the word comfort. It's comfort for me as a nigga who comes from where I come from to see niggas like you that have made it happen. Yeah.
Right,
because
right.
you I would think that niggas who grew up like me, you know what I'm saying? It just don't seem like it would be something that we would be able to handle, because as kids, we talk to smash.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, you get down where you mad at.
Exactly.
A nigga disrespect you, nigga,
what's happening?
Why doesn't that work in this industry?
You got to understand something, man, that people play mental games on different levels, homie. And so when you come into the industry on that type of level, you know, you got to understand, you ain't just dealing with your kind no more. Mm. You know, you ain't just dealing with people who came from the same environment as you. Mm. You're dealing with people who are elevated in different positions that are getting salaries, nigga, to market your shit. So you can't approach it with that same, nigga, I'll beat your ass, nigga, I'll put one on your chin. Mm. No, you can't approach it like that. You got to be able to use soothing words. Hey, you know what? Maybe we disagreed right here, and maybe we need to figure out some type of solution. A problem is only a problem without a solution.
Right, right.
So let's go through all of the things in which let's go through all of the things that are problematic. Let's look at all of the pros. Let's look at all of the cons. You know, because they come from a different environment than we do. Nonetheless, they still hungry. Their money is just as green as mine is in my pocket. I just know that if I came with the approach that I came from with them, like, you know, when I used to go into the offices up at Virgin, you know, again, you know, there's people that are homosexual. So that's not a prevalent thing back then.
Not at all.
So the mentality, I know I can't bring little T-Bone or big T-Bone because the homie might put one on his chin.
Right. No, real spit.
I'm just no.
Straight out.
We keeping it G though. Yeah. We keeping it G.
100.
We keeping it G. You can't take everybody there.
You can't.
But I'm looking past that. This motherfucker has so many skills and so many talents and so many connects to bring to the table to get me to where the fuck I gotta go.
Right.
So I look past that, nigga. As long as you don't touch me, we good.
Right.
You know, this my persuasion. That's right. Your persuasion. That's cool. This is the business.
Well, it's
business. Nigga.
I think one sign of being genius or smart is that you're able to separate you from your ideas. Mm. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
What I create is no longer a part of me. It belongs to the world now. So,
exactly.
You know, music, if you create music, once you get that out of you and it's on a record and you start to conduct business around that music, that's an extension of you.
Exactly.
But that's not you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, yeah, no, I dig that, bro. So, your definition of a buster.
You know what, man? It's just not a stand-up nigga.
Hey,
you know, you're not a stand-up nigga. No matter what, homie, it is what it is. Wherever you at, you know, in prison, period. You know, nigga gonna lose some, nigga's gonna win some, nigga. But at the end of the day, nigga, we finna get down, period. Yeah. Gotcha. Nigga, whether you beat my ass, nigga, that's cool. Nigga, as long as you ain't stab me up, nigga, we can run that back tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
Nigga, you might whoop my ass then, but you know what, nigga? That nigga finna get down. He finna get down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna lay on the floor and do all that old screaming weird ass shit and the niggas be, wait. Oh. No, nigga. Nigga, you gonna beat my ass, nigga.
Yeah,
I'm gonna beat yours, nigga. That's just what it is.
Right.
Nigga, it's no in between that.
Right.
Nigga, after my ass whooping, nigga, I'm gonna open up a bag of Doritos. Damn, homie hit me with that left, didn't he?
Man.
Damn. Yeah, nigga kinda fucked you up there, my nigga.
Man.
Nigga, he dazed your ass.
Man.
Like, yeah, damn, my nigga. Shit, my nigga, what's on TV? Oh, shit, nigga, Snowfall? Cool.
Right.
Let's watch Snowfall. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is, because at the end of the day, nigga, I'm gonna get down behind that, period, point blank.
Right.
And it's just what it is. Like, and you know, you gonna win and you gonna lose. You gonna find a nigga that's nigga like that.
Really,
that nigga really like that. Like, God damn, that nigga hit hard. Like,
man,
and like, like, you gonna find that shit. You gonna find whatever you looking for, you gonna find it.
Man.
So you gonna either, you know. No, ain't at that point, when it get to a point where a nigga throwing them shoes and like, nigga, meet me, nigga, it is what it is, nigga, shit, nigga, oh, we headed back here, let's go, let's run it, you know what I'm saying? So, wherever you at and whatever you doing, in all situations, anything, you got to be a man first, bro.
There we go.
A
preacher, a pastor, a doctor, a lawyer, you got to be a man first. You know what I'm saying? Right. You know, and in that, if you wrong, you wrong. If right. you right, you right.
Right.
It's okay to be wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That gives you the opportunity to learn what's right.
Right.
You know, hey, homie, you know, and steel only sharpens steel.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you got to be a man before it all. So whatever it is, whether you wrong or right at that time, nigga, we going to do what we going to do. And then right. after the fact, nigga, the lesson can be taught.
Do you think the game started dissing you because he thought you was a crip?
You know what, man? It's that whole situation with him didn't start behind that. You know right. what I mean? And my affiliations and the people that I fuck with, that wasn't what it was about. It was on a deeper, deeper level.
Right.
And he and I, we both know the real truth behind that.
Right.
Period.
Okay.
And definitely. At the end of the day, the nigga made legendary music here for the West Coast. And the nigga is a talented ass nigga. The other shit is some personal shit.
Right.
And that's what led to that. And he and I, we know that.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you can't knock what the nigga done done.
Yeah.
Now, hip hop thrives off of
beef.
Right.
But he and I, we know the truth. And even whenever I went on records and dissed him, I was in an irrational, emotional space.
Right. Talk about it.
So it's a difference when I snap on a record or he snap on a record because we not being rational about the shit.
Right.
When we two niggas from the same city, we could have easily sat down and just, hey, man, this is this. Hey, homie, check this out. This ain't what you do, and this ain't how you do. Hey, homie, this ain't what you do, and this right. ain't how you do. Period, point there, and then it wherever it lead to from there. But when we take things that we love, we both love music. He loves music. I love music. And we use it as a weapon. We weaponize that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's people all around that's outside of the circle. You know, that's like, he your man and you fuck with him.
Right.
But you got a beef with me. He don't know about the beef, but nigga, the nigga like, nigga, fuck Black.
Right.
And nigga, he his man, nigga, fuck Black too. And right. nigga, he his man, and he your man, nigga, yeah. fuck Black too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nigga,
right.
And nigga, they don't gotta know shit. Right. Nigga, yeah. only by what you so man. But so yeah. now you got all of these other people involved. And so at the end of the day, you know, we both have made a mark here on the coast, man. We was the precursors to everything that came out.
You definitely. Know what I'm saying? Yeah, no, y'all, you was pre-360 deal?
No, no, no. Oh, that no, wasn't no 360. Nigga, that was some slave trade shit.
Man.
He was,
though.
Definitely. He was.
Pre-360.
Y'all was part of the people who came in and ushered, like, niggas getting those big deals on the West again. You know what I'm saying?
Did you get your deal before Glasses?
Yeah, I did my deal before Glasses, man. And definitely, you know, whenever I got a deal, the beautiful thing was is that I had some talented lawyers that was able to sit down and decipher shit with me. I'm the curious minded ass nigga. I'm the nigga that's just every day camping out in the office. Hey, how you doing? My name is Karen. You're Gorilla Black? Yeah, Karen. So what do you do? Oh, I do this and do this. Can we schedule a meeting and you and I sit down? I want to know what it is that you've done. How do you do what you do? And how will it affect my project? So I was just that type of dude that wanted to figure out everything and the ins and outs of everything. And to know, you know, who was working my project and how they was working my project and some of the previous projects that they had worked in the past. And so me, I had a talented lawyer named Mark Kavinsky at the time. And he would spend hours on the phone divulging to me all of the ins and outs of my actual contract. And he was able to explain everything to me, like, you don't want to get a publishing deal. You want to get an admin deal. And if you need the money, why don't you just take an advance against it? And then once they recoup, you take back your 85% and just give them a 15% admin part of it.
Right.
These are the points in which you're going to be. If you want to leave your deal, I'm going to negotiate a situation where you can opt out of your contract and they'll give you a certain amount of money. And we're going to see how serious they really are. These are the deals that we were doing back then.
Right.
And, you know, me being able to sit down and explain a lot of different things and then them dudes going into meetings and coming back to me and telling me things. So it was a learn-on-learn situation. I learned a lot from when Glasses was negotiating deals, and then he learned a lot from me. Ooh. So we was able to divulge that information. Damn, nigga, what's that?
What is that?
What the fuck is that? That nigga show food. Got his food. Hey, shout out Daryl Young, looking for the 50, fam.
Yeah, man, much respect.
And
much
share love. The video, please. Like and share.
Like y'all and share. Y'all can hear, man.
So, we about to go into some real music talk, and there's a lot of music listeners out there. Mm-hmm. So please share, please like, and open your ears, goddamn it.
Man, man, for real.
Yeah, so, my fault, bro. That's just...
Nah, you jumping like a motherfucker. You reacting like a real nigga. You know what I'm saying? Nigga,
hold on, nigga. I know I've been cleaning up in this motherfucker.
You surprised,
bro. There you go. He on me ready.
You been in the house, nigga, the roaches walk out like, and nigga just keep talking to you like, yeah, my nigga, stop it, nigga. Nigga, stop it, nigga. You see that motherfucker, nigga.
Go get that.
If you don't knock it off, nigga, you see that. And nigga, or you know, you been in the bitch house and you over there in the bitch house back in the gap, you know, like damn, motherfucker just slide by and you, yeah, but anyway, stop, we're not finna do this. There's a roach over here. I need to hold you accountable right now.
Yeah,
we're not finna just act
you
like that.
You been there, Show? Show got roaches in his shirt pocket.
Yeah. Oh my God. Hey, I bet your jersey's not a Mitchell and Ness, nigga. Cheap ass jersey.
Hold on, so you're not going to my drink, nigga.
Nigga bombing like a bug.
Good, good. Continue, bro. What was he saying?
Oh, man.
That nigga Fred shirt got magic in it, nigga. Oh,
that was funny. That was funny, motherfucker.
Not to look at it. See,
oh, my God.
Oh, show that on the shirt that he made from a shower curtain.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Anyway.
Bro, you exactly where you at.
All right, let's get into
it. Make a wish.
So what's more? so you get into the game. I forget the dude's name.
That nigga last wish would be on Craig Facts. Anyway, last week of my life, I just want to.
When Showgirl cooked for him, she put his plate on the floor after she
cooked. That nigga throw that shit at the wall like Shug Avery, nigga. Bitch, this shit nasty.
Yeah.
She was all right.
It's all good, man. What's more important? More important to you, man? Loyalty or royalty?
Loyalty. Mm.
So how do you?
Loyalty, homie. Motherfucker, anybody can tell you that they love you. Sure. Loyalty means everything. Loyalty come before love, and then love come before trust.
Right.
You can't have one without the other. But first is loyalty. Yeah. Period. You know what I'm saying, motherfucker? Oh, I love you. No, nigga, love is a motherfucking action. It is not a word, my nigga.
Right.
Where did you come with that shit from? I am loyal. No, nigga, loyalty is an action, nigga.
Right.
It is not a motherfucking word, bro.
Right.
Period, point blank.
Did you find any loyalty in the music business?
Listen, man. At the end of the day, that's the last place to find loyalty. You know what I'm saying, nigga? You're better off, nigga, picking up a bitch, nigga. Yeah, man. That's the best. Yeah, because, you know, but over the span of time, man, there were certain individuals that, you know, I came to love and, you know, I definitely got a lot of love for. You know, Pete Farmer definitely, when he first seen me and discovered me, and, you know, at that time, nigga, I was doing security and shit. And so I was going to all of these different record companies and they was talking these numbers or whatever not. But the reason why I really love Pete is because Pete gave me the opportunity that a lot of niggas, I don't think I would have never got.
Well, question, were you armed security or you was just...
Oh, nigga, I just had the motherfucking little pepper spray.
You fucking up the club and something go down.
Where was you at, nigga? Where was you working at?
Everybody, nigga. I was at Target. Hey, nigga. I'm going to keep it real, nigga.
Shout out to Samantha.
Back then, they called you security, nigga. Nigga was asset protection. They found a fancy-ass word for it and shit. Nigga, you're asset protection.
Right.
Assets.
What?
Yeah.
So, you know, white man figure out a
dog food is an asset. You can't sell it.
So, they don't care about you. Put your bag hole in the pile.
At the end of the day, man, you know, shit. I mean, when you look at the shit and look back at it, you know, Pete was one of them individuals, bro, that, you know, he took a chance on me. And in it, I had other opportunities, but he was the one who really just, I felt that his energy was there, you know, to really propel and get me to where I needed to go. And so his devotion alone, you know, definitely I would call loyalty, you know, because, you know, when the record company felt one way and they wanted to go in this direction, Pete stood up in them, you know, offices, and he stood up in them boardrooms. So, you know, shout out to my nigga Pete Farmer, definitely.
What about Jimmy?
Who?
Jimmy.
Jimmy Hinchman, man, definitely. You know, with Jimmy, definitely, man, Jimmy is a businessman, bro, period, point blank. And when I look back at Jimmy, man, Jimmy definitely, man, the love for Jimmy is because when budget shit ran low and the money wasn't there, Jimmy would go inside of the offices and that nigga, man, put on his campaign suit, nigga, and got that bag, nigga. And so, definitely, man, Jimmy was a stand-up dude, bro, anywhere he went. He understood the two hats that he wore. He understood that in here, nigga, I'm business. And whenever I go in here, I'm going to handle your business accordingly. Right. And when he was in the streets, he handled his shit in the streets accordingly. Mm. So definitely, you know, to have him, you know, a part of my team at the time, man, I think that if I had other management in which that I had an eye out on, they wouldn't have been able to get the label to move the way that needed, you know, at that time, and especially with shows and with a lot of other shit. So Jimmy definitely was instrumental, man, with that whole project at the time and getting me to where I needed to go, period.
You think that his straight acumen is what made it, why he was so nice in the business world?
But, you know, Jimmy had been in the business world for quite some time, so a lot of people don't understand, you know, Jimmy is well-educated, bro. So for him to be able to sit in a room with a bunch of executives and be able to go through all of the different ins and outs of a contract and all of the things that would be needed for artists at that time, bro, I mean, not a lot of people have that education and understanding of the music industry like Jimmy had.
So. He's an East Coast guy, right?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, Jimmy, definitely a smart dude, man. Very controversial guy. You had a question, Show?
So, like, for you, what has changed, like, in the last, since you've been in the industry, what's changed? What changed from then to now, like, for you?
I mean, me coming back to the music industry, you know, almost a decade later, man, and really just back out here, everything has changed. So even though I've been around, you know, everything that I knew at that time, you know, this whole industry has been disrupted.
Right.
You know, I came from the days of actual physical sales. Right. People lined up
right
to buy your project. And so from that time of, you know, me selling 500,000 copies, solid, you know, CDs, right, vinyls, all of that good shit, to now we are in an age of where for $9, nigga, you can get the library of music of
right
the world.
Right, 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 right,
so
right.
For $9, nigga, you can literally have Sam Cooke. You could have Far Side. You could have right all of these great albums for $9. So,
crazy.
I mean, yeah, it changed dramatically.
What would you say is some of the pros about it? Like some of the good things about the, you know, the music changing? I mean, as far as the industry.
I think, man, one of the beautiful things about it is just the independency of a lot of artists now, man, and just the savviness and them be able to not be in the grips of a label. When you look at a lot of artists, man, they figured out how to get their social media popping. They figured out how to go, you know, get their streams, figure out how to get their TikTok cracking and all of these different things, and to be able to monetize all of that and keep all of the money and say, fuck a label, period, right, point blank. And so seeing that independency and seeing that level of understanding and savviness is definitely something that I'm proud of, because right I've seen the industry going in that direction. So you got to look at the days of No Limit when P was selling albums out the trunk and Boosie was selling albums out the trunk and all of these independent artists, from elevating that to where it was just a heavily laden industry, you know, where labels was everywhere, and to where now the independency is back in the artist's hands again.
Right, yeah.
The music, the control of it, how, you know, they perpetuated how they put their music out and on all of the platforms and being able to reap the benefits of their hard work, I think is something, man, just explosive, and it's phenomenal, because that didn't exist in my time, you know.
Right, right.
So to be able to see it on the level in which a lot of these young dudes, you know, the education and being able to have the knowledge and the insight to be able to do that shit is definitely, man.
Who was the first person to take a chance on you in the industry? Like, who took you from the security guard to the rap star?
Pete Farmer.
Pete Farmer, okay.
Pete Farmer. Without Pete Farmer, man, you know, Pete Farmer was the first dude, man, put that bag in my pocket. Like, you know, you work in security, my nigga, so I'm finna, nigga, get you a bag. I need you to be patient with me, but I'm finna get you a bag. The bag is not the question.
How you meet Pete? How you meet Pete?
I'll never forget. I had a, you know, the people at the time, whenever I ended up cutting a lot of the records or whatever, not, it was just so happened that those records just happened by happenstance pretty much, because I was recording for my brother for his birthday, and, you know, I'll never forget, you know, at the time or whatever, not, I had told him that, no, man, I ain't finna do this shit. I'm cool on this shit. So he was like, man, shit, it's my birthday, bro. Shit, you can come up in here and at least lay down a verse or two for me. You know what I mean? I'm like, nah, hot, I'm cool. He's like, come on, bro. He's like, you could at least do that for me for my birthday. So right. Those songs that I ended up that day, they played three hot tracks in this shit. In 17 minutes, I had three songs. So
damn.
So
from there, in 17 minutes, we got three songs. And those three songs, the dudes who cut them three songs was going crazy at the time with those songs. And so they ended up shopping them to all of the people that they knew inside of the industry, which I had no knowledge of at the time, that they knew all of the people that they knew.
Right.
So me, after I... Damn,
God damn, Shaw.
That nigga Todd had it on his headband, nigga.
You tried to kill that motherfucker.
That nigga. That nigga Todd got a family under his headband, nigga.
Nigga, that gotta thump that shit in his mouth.
No, nigga, don't worry about that mouth.
Shaw like to catch him live.
That nigga's an active hunter. And they called you an active hunter, nigga. You got.
Spiders over here looking for Charlie's must.
That shit's crazy. Okay, my bad. Back on set. My bad.
So you know, I think with him, you know, with after you know all of them records that got cut with all of them, you know, dudes or whatever, not they all start shopping them at different labels and so forth. And so from there, I never forget when I first met, you know, Pete, and then he was like, nigga Black, you dope as fuck, my nigga, so we definitely want to get you on to some shit, and, you know, boom, 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 boom. And I was like, yeah, okay. I just pretty much shined the nigga off pretty much like the other five labels that I had sat
with.
But, like, yeah, okay. Nigga, you don't know tonight, nigga. I got to punch in, nigga, at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, man.
So what the fuck is you talking about? Like, dope, I literally, man. Nigga, I'm going to, nigga, punch the clock, nigga, and, nigga, go to motherfucking work. Like, man, standing out here in the cold with this flashlight, nigga, and this pepper spray, nigga. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Knock it off, like, no, nigga, I can really. Okay.
Well, but here's a question everybody want to know the answer to.
Yeah.
Is your guard card still current?
Nah, you did 9 years. You got to renew that.
Hey, I've been gone 9 years.
That's what I'm saying. You got to renew that. Nigga,
it's another 17 years from that time. So, yeah, nigga, my guard card, nigga.
And will niggas stick you to police in the pen if they find out you had a guard card on the outside?
Oh, okay.
Nigga, I worked for Greystone in Target, nigga. I was not, nigga, Compton Police Department. LAPD.
Writing activity reports every hour.
He was Pinkerton back then.
Nigga can walk. Nigga don't stand as a security guard. You can walk off that job, nigga. Go drop your little walkie-talkie off your little belt, nigga. Y'all can have this little bathroom.
You get that look from certain niggas like, my nigga.
You got a guard card, guy?
Hey, my nigga,
bro.
Turn a blind eye.
Yeah, nigga. I'm not chasing you out this motherfucker.
I'm not chasing you the fuck out of here, nigga. I give two fucks, nigga.
Make sure you grab something for me, nigga.
Hey, nigga, grab one for me, nigga. Meet me back at the car, nigga. Just throw it in the back of the whip, nigga.
Straight out.
I popped the lock for you.
Man.
Hey, no joke. I remember when I used to work security at the club. Niggas would come to me, hey, DeJuan, if some shit go down, you may not want to jump in this one.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, thank you for the heads up, because I don't own this motherfucker.
Yeah. I'm going to get defucked far.
First thing you bought with the bag?
First thing I bought with the bag, I bought a Harley truck. I'll never forget, I bought a Harley truck. And
F-150?
Yeah, I bought a Harley. Back then, I had a Harley truck, so I bought a Harley truck. That was one of the first things that I bought.
Man.
Let me ask you this question, man. Because you talk about the bag and somebody saying they're going to get the bag for you and, I mean, the promises and shit. Just speak on, like, as an artist, how the fuck it how much, like, I mean, perseverance it takes to keep hearing that shit. And because I know hearing that shit a lot, you might have missed some opportunities. Right. You know what I'm saying? Especially getting deep into that shit. You'd be like, ah, nigga, I heard it before. So, but when a nigga finally came with that bag, talk about the confidence boost that is for an artist. You know what I'm saying?
Man, nigga does his shoulders the fuck.
Like, nigga, how you breathe
nigga,
easy.
Nigga open his shirt and let the air out.
Man. Like, yeah, God, yeah.
Damn, nigga, for real?
Yeah, bro.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I'll never forget when I went to the bank. You know what I'm saying? I looked at the statement on the motherfucker. It was a direct deposit. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know what I'm saying? I just got the check, though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? She was like, oh, okay. Whoop. I slid it in there. She slid my little bag back with the change. And I looked at the receipt because I didn't know that the money had been direct deposited. Bitch, give me $5,000.
Take this back. I want that.
And so,
give me $5,000.
Just give me $5,000. And so she went to the back. She went and got five bands. I want to see the number again. Like, maybe this was a glitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A glitch. Maybe, you know, the computers be having glitches and shit.
Yeah, you're right.
Give me another 5,000, right,
man.
Real.
For
you know
real.
What I'm saying? She was, oh, okay. She went and got me 10 bands. I was like, okay, shit.
Damn.
I slid the 10 bands in my pocket. You want an envelope? No, I don't want an envelope.
Yeah, well,
nah. Yeah, I need to feel this,
yeah,
nigga.
Just slide my shit right here. I need
when a nigga man. First get that first kind of real grip, nigga, you just get the cash. Yeah. You be counting that motherfucker.
Man.
You got about 10 recounts of that motherfucker hour.
You got to make sure.
Yeah, nigga laying on the bed. Nigga,
see, the bitch ran it through the money machine. See, she ran it through the money machine.
Like he playing cards and shit.
Hell yeah.
Playing cards and shit.
She can run that shit through the money machine, but I don't trust it, nigga. Some shit might be stuck together. Let me count this again.
Might be stuck. Yeah,
I'll never forget that shit. So that's when, you know, the confidence in Pete definitely went to the next level because Pete went and got me the bag.
Yeah,
I mean, a lot of motherfuckers was promising the bag, and so it's a real shit, you know. Nigga, I'm sitting here, nigga, looking at the past due, nigga, on the light bill. Like,
right.
Nigga, you talking about a bag? Nigga, fuck you mean? Nigga, I got a past due bill, bro.
Right.
I'm trying to pay the minimum.
Right. But right.
You know,
$33. It's kicking my ass.
It would be $300, but your minimum, nigga, is $88.
Yeah,
now,
right.
I need to pay the $88, nigga. Right. The $88, not, you know, just the minimum.
Straight out.
Like, so when... Yeah, so, you know, to be able to be in that position for the first time in my life, that shit was, it was dope and it was mind-boggling, but at the same time, the confidence that it gave me was incredible, man. Yeah. So by the when I walked in the studio, I floated in that
place. Yeah,
like, I ain't even have, nigga, that day, nigga, you thought I was Superman floating up. Nigga, close the booth, nigga.
Yeah, let's man. Get it in.
I will go to work today.
So you get the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Now you officially, you know what I'm saying, a rap star.
Right.
Next thing comes is the comparisons.
Right, right.
To Big.
Right, right, right.
How did you feel about it? Did that frustrate you or did that change your approach in the studio? Did you find yourself, you know what I'm saying, trying to do something different so people wouldn't compare y'all? Like how did that fuck with you mentally when those comparisons started?
Man, at the end of the day, man, when you know the comparisons came or whatever, not I'm like, my nigga, my whole life, nigga, I've been a big nigga. I've been a dark-skinned nigga. I've been a heavy-voiced nigga my whole entire life. And I'm like, oh, they compare me to one of the greatest to ever do it.
Right.
So when you say you compare me to the pantheon of hip-hop, like, nigga, I don't look at myself at that level.
Right,
I look at myself at my level because I'm me. And the shit that I'm talking about, if you listen to the album, is a West Coast lifestyle. And the shit that I went through, it's not like I'm walking around, nigga, with Tim's on.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Yo, son, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, what's happening?
Yeah.
So, exactly, nigga. I'm talking about, nigga, you know.
Ain't fucking bitches,
album,
kids
nigga,
throwing them over the bridge.
The city, nigga. I'm talking about the rag on the... On the steering wheel, nigga, with your baby mama's picture, nigga, in the dashboard,
yeah,
and the cutters, nigga. I'm talking about Bondo on the whip, nigga. I'm talking about this lifestyle. The homie got some pigeons, nigga. He finna clap, nigga.
Man,
make him flip. I'm talking about this. So you're comparing me. I don't think that you really deciphered and broke down and delved into this shit with a deeper ear. So at the end of the day, I mean, when I look at that, you know, Big is a legend in his own right. That's part of the pantheon. That nigga all right back there?
Yeah,
my nigga all right back there?
Big Nasty in the back.
So
at the end of the day,
Yeah, man, pretty much, you know, when you look at that and you making the comparisons, you got to sit down and you got to just break that shit down. But not to take away anything, man. That man is a legend, man. And that man set the bar up high as fuck here, you know, in the West Coast. I remember we was listening to the nigga as kids. So at the same time and token, you know, the comparisons, when you sit down and you delve into it and you look at the, you know, stylistic differences, you'll definitely see it, period.
Yes.
And if not, then I can't, you know. You know, I can't do everything for everybody. I can't make everybody, you know, like me or love me. Man, I never have tried to. I never will.
So the first project went gold.
Exactamundo.
Went gold. So what are some of the things, like, are you still able to leverage things because of that album? I mean, do you still get residuals? Do you own any publishing on that album? Like, what is your connection to that album? Is it still viable?
Man, you know, the album, man, there's songs off of that album to this day, man. It's just streamed, just heavily streamed through the roof, and you know, people still listen to that. You know, I look on my IG page and people just play different songs and show, you know, I'll be like, God damn, you know, this damn near 20 years later, and you know, still playing that song. So I think that when you look back at it, man, and the mark that it made on a lot of people, and for a lot of people to continue to bang it, man, I'm appreciated for all of those people who are true supporters. There's fans in there, supporters.
Yeah. Right.
Motherfuckers who've been playing my music for almost the last 15, 20 years, different mixtapes and shit like that. And like, nigga, you remember this song? Like, nigga, I don't even remember this song.
Yeah.
But, you know, I cut that song, I know.
Yeah.
But, nigga, that's 20 years old. So, you know, my mind and the way I look at it as an artist, I'm always in search of perfection. I'm always criticizing myself. I'm always looking for a new way to do it. I'm always, you know, writing. So my last year, you know, in prison, you know, when they, you know, that last year in prison, I didn't write nothing the whole time I was in prison.
Right.
I was, you know, just, you know, doing my bid.
Right.
And, you know, it's so crazy. It's like, when they killed Nip, I don't know, it's just another creative spark came.
Right.
And I look up 11 months later and I had 600 verses.
Damn.
And so I haven't put my pen down to this day, and I'm still writing. And so all of the new music and the level in which I'm on now, it's so many experiences and so much shit that I done been through and that I done seen, you know, I don't think a lot of artists have seen the shit that I've seen in my lifetime.
Right.
Everybody's experiences is different.
Right.
You know what I mean? But a lot of motherfuckers ain't did the shit that I done.
Man.
And be able to be sitting here before you and be able to speak about this shit.
Hell yeah, man. Let's give it up for that, bro. Real spit. Okay, so we get the label. We on a high. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, you know what I'm saying? Good things come to an end. You know what I'm saying? You get out of your deal.
Right.
So how do we get to the pen? How do we get caught on credit cards? How do we get into a situation where we got cracked?
Well, you know, financial stupidity. So, you know, ignorance is expensive, homie. Ignorance is very expensive.
Man.
You know, it's not the love of money that's the root of all evil. It's the lack of.
Right.
Which is truly the root of all evil.
Talk about it.
So, I mean, when the lack of money, you know, jump out there and you looking at real responsibilities and you got real kids to take care of and you got real mortgages to pay and you got real bills around you, you know, the element which is so comfortable in the condition in which I came up and which you came up as me being a hustler, I go into hustle mode. And
right.
So, you know, that one thing led to the next and one thing led to the next. And
yeah.
I got 30,000 credit cards and U.S. Marshals is at my door in Palos Verdes. So.
Oh, man. You stomped down on the money. Wow. You know. So how does that feel answering the door and it's the feds, nigga? Did you try to shut the door and they kicked him up again?
No, man. You know, the first time they was very, you know, they was very polite.
Yeah, they talk.
Hello, excuse me. You Mr. Williamson? Absolutely, yeah. Can you step outside, please? We have a federal warrant, 22-count indictment for you, you know what I'm saying, for a $20 million fraud. Boom, 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 boom. You know, I look out and I look past my neighbor's house and I look past my neighbor's house that way and in this direction. And his number of federal agents, they in plain clothes. Niggas got FUBU on and all kinds of shit. Niggas out there like,
it was actual, a few niggas he had did.
Actual niggas.
Niggas with afros.
Yeah.
They had with pics and they shit. That's like,
a few niggas he was in a cypher with out there too. Like, I I'm just freestyling with this nigga, man.
Like, I didn't even know, nigga. Nigga, them niggas on me, when they pulled up, on them motherfuckers pulled up in 600 Benzes, all kind of my mama and some niggas on me. Motherfuckers pulled up, nigga, and all kind of shit on me.
Yeah.
And just jumped out, homie, U.S. Marshal, Secret Service, nigga. I'm with the Secret Service Department, I'm with U.S. Marshal Department. Yeah, come on. They ain't even put no cuffs on me. Niggas just open the back door. Yeah.
You ain't going nowhere.
It's okay. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it's okay.
So did somebody told on you, or you actually did business with an agent and didn't know?
Motherfuckers told on me.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I was told on.
That's 98% of the Fed cases.
Listen, now, look, man, when the feds come, it's 99%. Yeah. So when they start showing you evidence and shit, was it some shit they showed you? You was like, motherfucker, I had no idea.
Y'all was there?
Like, you know, when the feds come, the feds come. They got it all.
Right.
They have the means and the power to gather and take their time to get all of the information. Mm. And, you know, what makes it worse is when an individual in which you're working with is feeding them even more information.
Right.
So this is where this was at. This is how we did this, and this is how we... Stop it.
Man.
Stop it. Like, what part of that? Nigga, we cops, they rob. We robbers, they cops. What part, nigga? When did you switch sides, nigga, and start punching the clock as a cop?
Right.
Your job, nigga, is to figure out the bad guy every day. Nigga, nigga, we're the bad guys. They're the good guys. When did, nigga, you go from robber, nigga, to cop? Like, nigga, we're robbing, nigga. This is what we do, nigga. This is not personal, nigga. This is what I'm doing, nigga. I am robbing. Nigga, you're robbing with me.
Right.
We are bearing the fruit of our robbery.
Right.
Nigga, we are breaking the bread, nigga, from our illicit gains.
Yeah. Like, did you take a deal for 10, or you fought and they gave you 10?
You know what I mean? It just seemed like the numbers continued. You know, the feds don't go
downward.
They continue to go upward.
They offered my uncle 5. He caught a conspiracy case in the 80s.
Right.
They found a scale in the oven. He was in Portland. He was selling, you know, keys or whatever. All they found was a scale.
Right.
He got 5.
Right.
Then he got out in 96, right back on the hustle, fucking with them oxys, got cracked in 06. Right. They offered him 10. He fought it. They gave him life.
Oh,
damn.
Wow.
Yeah. Feds don't play, homie.
Yeah, they got you. Feds
is a whole different animal. I mean, you know, what was so crazy is because under Booker, for each card in which they had, you know, they had, it wasn't like I had 30,000 pieces of plastic, my nigga. I just had the numbers.
Right.
So for each one of those numbers is, you know, 500. So 500 plus. We know what you took. This is this and this. So, nigga, it's $20 million fraud, nigga. So, like, you know, so it went from 22 counts down to 8. And so I pled to access device fraud. I pled to 5 counts of bank fraud. I pled to aggravated identity theft. So whenever it all stood back, you know.
How do you aggravate a nigga's identity? I don't look at show. Oh, shit, nigga. Say it like a motherfucker.
Look at your hairline, nigga. That's what's aggravating, nigga.
It's got to be aggravating not to have one. That's really got to be aggravating.
Nigga,
it's maddening.
Nigga, your shirt came with nipple rings, nigga.
Nigga. DJ Show was ready for you.
God damn.
What was it initially? Wasn't like, because you went back, when you got out on bail.
Right.
Went back to cooking.
Mm.
And got caught again, right?
Yeah.
So what did they, what was that charge?
I mean, you know what? At the time, you know, they looked at all of the, you know, I violated my bond.
Yeah.
So they gave me a bond. So once I went and got me a paid attorney, he was like, look, okay, your guidelines is 108 to 135 months. Those are the sentencing guidelines for me. Mm-hmm. So they're not going under that.
Damn.
No matter how many times I speak to them, they don't give 2 fucks. 0 fucks. You're getting this to this. So once you understand and you come to the realization and the finality of, nigga, that I'm finna go sit down,
right?
You know, really is there, I'm thinking my kids, I'm thinking my wife, I'm thinking my family members. So fuck it, cause it's not going any other direction. Right. So I'm going back in the kitchen.
Right.
I'm finna chef, nigga. Let's prepare one last meal for these niggas. You know what I mean? I'm finna prepare one last meal for these niggas. Yeah. So,
they didn't add charges from that, though.
No, man, because they, you know, when they came back, they got 200 compared to 30,000. My nigga, like, 200?
Yeah.
Fuck is fuck, that? Fuck the 200. Fuck this nigga. We just finna shoot the flashbangs and go pick his ass up.
Right, right.
Like, nigga, 200, it's nothing. Nigga, we got 30,000 here. Like, nigga, what is 200 to 30,000? Like,
it wasn't so nice that second time.
Yeah, oh, no, they weren't. No. They brought the wrath of God down that night. I'll never forget, man. Them motherfuckers came, man. They had the literal, the battle ram looked like a tank out front.
Yeah.
They shooting shit through there. Nigga, the house looked like a stadium the way they put like. Nigga, all of the lights are on the house, nigga. Yeah. Please come outside of the house, nigga. They got the megaphones blaring.
Oh, man.
You know, flashbangs coming through there. You know what I'm saying? So,
that's crazy.
The second time, there was no polite entry. It was, nigga, like, fuck you.
You ever had somebody recognize you while you was hustling after you had got famous? You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, that's...
Yeah.
Is that...
Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah. I mean, homie, the inevitability of, you know, I am who I am, so my face is a recognizable face. It's just not too many...
Yeah.
Black ass niggas just walking around here every day, nigga. Like, oh, nigga, that's black, nigga.
Yeah,
So I've never been one to just. I've always been around, you know. I was in Hawthorne. I've always been in the streets. I was never one of those artists to go buy a house somewhere and just. Oh, I'm off into La La Land now.
Right, right.
I'm attached to the streets. The streets been attached to me my entire life. So when I went to prison, it wasn't like, hey, you guys need to put me over here. No, nigga, I walked the main line. I'm on the yard with everybody else. I didn't go into protective custody.
Right,
you know what
right.
I'm saying?
So, right, right, right.
Man, I'm on the yard. I'm with the homies. Hey, this is what it is, nigga. You finna sit your ass down for a minute, nigga. Go ahead, let's buff some iron, nigga.
Straight out.
Slide some plates on there.
I heard you was pretty strong, man. I'm about to get you in the gym with us, man. Yeah. I heard you putting up like 225.
Oh, no, nigga.
I'm the strongest nigga in comedy.
I'm still buff every morning.
That's what I'm talking.
I slide in place on there. You know, I meditate with that shit.
So what does that do? What does that do for your mind? How does that help?
It's meditation for me. It's meditation. Like I told my manager the other day, it's nothing like, you know, when I pull that 315 off and lay it on my chest. He was like, no, that is not meditation, mm-mm. Negro. That is pain.
Yeah, I love it.
You know what I mean? So for me, it's you know, it's in prison, you know, when I got there, you know, I was 473 pounds. So, you know, so many different dudes, you know, they was getting their mind and their body and their spirit right. Homie. They working on, you know, working on getting themselves together, you know. Sure. So, you know, you're on a big time out, a very big time out. So,
right.
In this moment of time, either you're gonna let the time do you, or you're gonna do the time. I mean, so, in there, you know, I had instrumental people that were around me, like Harry O. Definitely would give me different books to read. You know, E Myth by Michael Gerber, or come to me, the Everything Store of Jeff Bezos. You know, Creatures from Jekyll Island. So I read a total of almost 483 books while I was in prison. So.
Right. Definitely.
So every time the homies would look around, like, damn, nigga, you got this book. Damn, nigga, where them books come from? I would just have books strolled across the bed, reading one chapter here, reading this here with the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So. Just being able to be around Unk at the time, Unk was one of them individuals that was in there that was a bright spot. In
for those who don't know who Harry O is, please explain.
Oh, you know, if you don't know who Harry O is, you know, without Harry O, there would have never been a Death Row. You know what I mean? There would have never been a Death Row. We would have never known the likes of, you know, Snoop Dogg, and we would have never known the likes of Corrupt. We would have never known the likes of Daz.
Right.
You know what I mean? Superfly. You know, all of the, you know, the Nate Dogg, rest in peace. We would have never knew the likes of all of those most talented individuals here on the West Coast. And, you know, Pac was dope, but, you know, when he joined Death Row, he was on a whole nother level. So a lot of the music that we, you know, heard and we grew up to from our era, you know, Harry O is responsible for that. And so
legend.
To be able to understand
Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington, all of the plays that he did. Yeah, man, come on, bro. Like, that man was, man, that man hand was moving in so many different directions. And so to be around Unk, you know, and have conversations with him, and, you know, he'd come to me, man, have you ever read this author, man, Iggy Mandino? Damn, Unk, let me check these books out.
I need a book list, man.
I mean, you know, I love reading books. And one of the last books that I read was, you know, 48 Laws of Power and coercion with 50th Law of Power. You know, Robert Greene and 50 Cent did a book as well. You know, it's not as long as 48 Laws of Power, but definitely it's a deep read, man, and in which you can really begin to enlighten your mind on a whole nother level, and especially being in a place like that where it's nothing but negativity around
you
all of the time. It's a bunch of miserable motherfuckers in there, man. And it's a lot of motherfuckers who are going back, and it's a lot of people who really want to make changes, and it's a lot of people who see what happened, see what went wrong, and have been there and been there and been there, and was like, you know what, I'm tired of this shit.
So, right.
You know, just to be in that moment, to be able to have a person like him around me, you know, especially like even when I lost my mother, you know.
Rest in peace.
He was one of them individuals like, man, Black, you good, homie? I'm like, man, I'm good, homie. You know, like, you know, shit, it's real, homie, it's real. But to be able to have people around that had an emotional intelligence, not only just was book smart, not only just street educated, but, you know, so definitely shout out to my nigga Harry.
Shout out to Harry, yo. We're going to go to a commercial break. When we get back, we're going to wrap up the interview. More with Gorilla Black, man. We back. Welcome to Craig Facts.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Look, man, I want y'all to know that this show was sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp is a... Hold on, here we go again. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Spell it out, H-E-L-P, / Craig, and get a discount on your service.
The service is available for clients worldwide. The service is, you can log on to your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room with a traditional therapist. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed.
It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit the website and read their testimonials that are posted daily. Visit BetterHelp, BETTERHELP.com/Craig. That's better, H-E-L-P, and join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they have been recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states.
Okay, I'll read the last line. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp and Craig Facts. Listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com. /Craig. Again, BetterHelp.com/Craig. Look, if you're having problems and you need somebody to talk to, call BetterHelp, man. I don't want people out there killing themselves or going into deep depression because you don't think nobody give a fuck about you. Call BetterHelp. They got qualified counselors that'll talk you through whatever you're going through. You know what I'm saying?
Call BetterHelp so you don't end up looking like DJ Show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Make sure that you're good.
Call BetterHelp. Or call BetterHelp if you want to continue to see the bottom in your stomach. Hey, I like... That nigga wishful thinking.
Don't
I'm going to do this last ad.
One more.
Support Craig Facts. Come on, man, nigga, get this off, nigga. This is the money, nigga. Punk ass nigga. Support for Craig Facts is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming champions of the world. That shit didn't make sense. Manscaped offers precision engineering tools for your family's jewels. Manscaped just launched a fourth generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right, the 4.0. Join over 2 million men worldwide in using Manscaped. With this exclusion, you get 20% off of a purchase if you go to manscaped.com and type in Craig. Again, go to manscaped.com and type in Craig. Imagine shaving with a sleek, well-designed, and optimized trimmer that makes shaving time for your favorite part of your body a breeze. I'm one of the first people to try the 4.0, and I'm blown away by its performance. The craftsmanship and details on the 4.0 are next level. Bam, bam, bam. Okay, you go ahead and read from a Lawnmower 4.0 down.
The Lawnmower 4.0 even allows you to customize your trim through additional guard lengths with sizes 1 through 4. Did I mention wireless charging? The new wireless charging system uses electromagnetic induction, which can help the battery length last longer. Man, if you've been shaving with the same nut trimmer on your face. You've been doing it wrong. No person wants to end up with the pubes in their mouth. It's time to get your own ball hair and body trimmer with Manscaped. To make me time the best time and enhance your confidence with some nice, smooth boys, get 20% off plus free shipping with the code Craig at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you.
Again, get 20% off free shipping with the code Craig, K-R-A-I-G, at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code Craig. Unlock your confidence and always get to use your tools the right way.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Appreciate Manscaped. Thank you, BetterHelp. All right, man. We're going to wrap up the show in a second. One last thing, man. Family is everything, man. So how did it feel when your little brother, when his career started to take off?
Man, that was a beautiful time, man, definitely, man. I mean, I'll never forget we would be on the road or whatever, and the conversations between he and I, man, was definitely dope. And I'm like, yo, bro, it's really time for you to really take this shit to the next level. And he was like, you know, yeah, man, I'm going to really do it. And I don't think that he really had took it serious because he was so focused on, you know, seeing me get out there and, you know, get shit going or whatever. But when we got back up off of, you know, the road for months and months and months, he just started rhyming and shit. And I was like, yo, bro, I really want you to take this shit to the next level. And so the critiquing between he and I, and to see where he went stylistically with everything and the beats that he was choosing and the way that he was harmonizing on records, it was just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And so for him to be able to go into the situation, you know, with my boy, God bless the damn nigga, Pop Gates, and, you know, be able to, you know, cultivate that whole situation, which, you know, ultimately led to a record deal and him to be able to drop that single at the time. And, you know, Felly Fell definitely with his support. I mean, it was a beautiful situation at the time. And I was really, really, really proud of my brother, man, because he really stepped up to the plate, man, and brought it home for the family, man. And so, I mean, you know, even to this day, man, you know, he really is one of the, you know, main people that really supported me, you know, throughout, you know, my bid and, you know, helped me and move forward with, you know, creating my own, you know, hair care line. And, you know, just me and him definitely throughout the years, man, you know, he's been an instrumental, you know, guide, you know, with me because he came from the same place I did. And so I'm just so proud for him and, you know, the growth that he's at right now, like with his company and, you know, just moving forward and him being there for me. So definitely, man, it's been a beautiful thing, man. And at that moment, it was just something that was priceless.
Right. Yep, that's dope, man.
For people who don't know, tell them who your brother is.
Oh, man, y'all already know, man. Hot Dollar, man. Hot Dollar, man. Hot Dollar the Great, man. Yes, period. You know,
I knew Scoop DeVille. He did that first record.
Definitely Scoop, man. Definitely. Yeah. He blessed that record, man. He made that record really dope, man. Shout out to Scoop, man. Shout out to Frost.
Yes, sir.
You know, they definitely was instrumental in making that Streets on Lock, man. And it was just so dope at the time. I'll never forget, you know, we was playing the record with Nip, and Nip was like, man, this motherfucker is a banger. And, you know, so just to have so much support from so many dudes here on the West with Glasses and Nip and, you know, J-Rock and all of them people, man, everybody out of TDE and all of them cats. So it was just a beautiful thing at that time. And I think, again, we was always at the forefront of this shit, man. No matter what nobody want to say or how they want to say it or put it or play it, man, a nigga been at the forefront of this West. You know, I know what it is to be standing in front of 50,000, you know, in a khaki suit, so.
Yeah, definitely.
Twisting up these fingers, homie, for the dub. So, you know, my brother definitely pushed his line, definitely. And so, you know, we've been at the forefront of this shit for a long time, man. And when you look at, you know, that long span of, you know, quietness out of the West, I thank God that I was instrumental in using the talent in which he gave me to be able to put us back, you know, in the saddle again. And so when I look from that time to now and all of the cats that came after, I just look, man, and I'm proud, you know what I mean, where niggas really took it, man. Like K-Dot, I'll never forget, man. A nigga was in a freestyle battle one time, and he was just killing it, man. Just, I'm like, God damn, me and my nigga Pop Gates was like, man, this nigga is ridiculous. And, you know, so just to be around all of them cats and to see where they took it, man, and, you know, Nip the Legend, you know what I mean? So, I mean, just to see where he took it, like, God damn, like.
Right.
Niggas just, you know, opened up that, cracked the door, man, and niggas kicked that motherfucker through, like, yeah. Boom. Yeah. Knocked the bitch off the hinges and just took it to another level to where I still look up, like, God damn, man, like, the talent in which they came after us.
Yeah, man, shout out to all them cats, man. All right, man, we're going to do one more last segment in the show, man. Last week's rap battle, man, I felt like it was a classic, man, so go ahead, man. Show them your shirt, man. Tell them what it say, man. I'm going to put it up on the site if you want to support. That was Show's hotline from the battle. The mic is in front of you.
Oh, yeah, this 1-800 not dressed right. So if your opponent not dressed right, you know what I'm saying, you go ahead and remind him with this shirt.
Yeah, yeah. That'll be on the website soon. Ty, show him your shirt, man.
Yeah, you know what it is. You see it out here, man. The Gamurfa Funkle. You know what I'm saying? You see a motherfucker out here looking like DJ Show. The Gamurfa Funkle, if that was real, then you know what I'm saying? Check it out.
Put it over to the side so it's out of the way. Gamurfa Funkle. Put it to you right there. All right, they'll be able to see it.
Yeah.
Gamurfa Funkle.
I 30'd that nigga, like I told you I would.
Now, like, hey, hold on. Last night, you got sweat, bro.
I don't know.
Yeah, last night, I won that one.
I don't know.
4-1. 4-1.
That's not sweet.
And the last shirt, the titty o meter measures the distance between the ground and the bottom titty. The titty o meter, man.
That's the one?
Nah.
That's your two front teeth, nigga.
Man, titty o meter. All right, man. Shit, tell everybody where they can find you, bro.
Definitely, man. Y'all can go to at Official Gorilla BLACK, man. At Official Gorilla Black, man. I got a lot of hot joints just coming out, man. One of the first ones we dropped, man, was 631-74112. You know, that's my Fed register number. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know what that is. Yeah. For all them niggas that really been in the feds, nigga, that's 63. Yeah, that's 631. Y'all know the 9th District.
Yeah.
So definitely go check that out. I got Volume 2 out, man. And we getting ready to drop some visuals, man. So
yeah.
Definitely, you know, I got 40 in the can, man. And I'm, you know, gearing up to do another 60 records. So
yeah.
I'm from the old school of shit. Niggas, you know, cut 100 records, man. You know, it's never a week. You know, me and Boss Lady not up in there grinding, definitely. So definitely, man. I definitely want to thank everybody, Dan, that's been supporting me for all of these years. And Boss Lady has been instrumental, man, in just rebuilding, you know, the whole structure around everything with my brother, with my man Wafu, with my man Boosie. And, you know, we just moving, man. We grinding, you know. Yeah. And again, you know, y'all definitely going to hear the music, man. Definitely. It's on a whole nother level.
Man, I can't promise wait. You can always come on the show and play. We got an album release show, too, so. Anytime you want to release music, you're more
definitely,
than welcome.
Oh, definitely. We will be back. We definitely be back, man. We can have a listening party up in here. You know, y'all roll up some of them old blunts.
Yeah, we can smoke.
Definitely, man. Yeah, definitely. Y'all can smoke some. Definitely, I want everybody to go out as well, man. And, you know, go to my, you know, my site, man. Hair Gods, Inc., you know. Niggas, you know, if you all the way gone, nigga, it ain't gonna bring you back. Nigga, if you waiting at the bus stop,
show
nigga,
start rich.
He was rich at the bus stop. Yeah, shit, start, but definitely, man, you know.
Like it hurt.
Fuck out of here, nigga.
Like it hurts. You better stop. So
definitely, man, y'all go, you know, check it out, man. You know, I do my own hair oil, man. I created, man, you know, we created this over 17 years ago. So definitely, this will get your beard back right, you know what I'm saying? Maybe, you know, your baby mama got some braids. Tell her to throw that up in there and get them invisible edges back, you know what I mean? If she got some spots in there, it's going to bring it back, you know. But, you know, a lot of niggas is gone. If you all the way gone,
man.
I'm not finna, you know, tell you. If you all the way gone. Yeah, nigga. You know what I mean? But if you want to be illustriously and extremely silky smooth, nigga, go ahead and drag
hell
grab
a
hair guys. You
grab
know?
A bottle, man.
Definitely.
Tell them where I can find you.
Check me out, Uncle Todd Comedy, Twitter, motherfucking IG. Check my album out. I'm out there. I'm out there, man. Left me in Pasadena. I got the Russia stories coming out. And if show want to get clapped again, you know where I'm at.
I don't like that clapped again shit.
Yeah, I ain't like that shit either, bro.
Y'all know who it is, Mr. Underscore Duncan Pennyhughes, man, on IG. Fuck with Sapiosexual right now. Get my sound packs off sound.com. Shit. Nerd Gang clothing. Grab you some dope shit off there. You know what I'm saying? And that's about it, man. Yeah.
Yo, what up, man? This be your boy, The Real DJ Show. Make sure y'all follow me on all platforms, YouTube, Plan A Radio, The Real DJ Show on Instagram. You dig me? If you got some music, come through and get your music played in my Instagram live.
Hell yeah.
Wait up for somebody. It always happens every time.
Hey, yo, that nigga ain't allowed to hold puppies at the pet store no more.
My nigga. I know it, you know what I'm saying? Niggas always got jokes with it. You see what I'm saying? My nigga. Bro, you came here horribly dressed. You got a tie-dye onesie, my nigga.
Okay, I got a tie-dye onesie.
Show carry his dogs on, by the back of their neck with his mouth.
I told him it's too late, bro. Bro, you watch the next Karate Kid in Indian style.
Man, I can see that.
That's right.
Adds to it.
Check Ibo Quinn.
Hey!
Y'all know where to find me, regular underscore DLZ, man. We had a good show today. I appreciate you coming through.
Man, the legend dropped
through. I love everybody.
Dope. Yeah. Go to hotepbitch.com. You still get my book, No Time to Waste. Got a new webinar coming up August 1st on teaching racism to children, how to break it down to them on their level so they understand that shit. And also get my new T-shirt, Rebels.
So what? Are you teaching 5-year-olds what nigger mean?
Your kids know what racism is the minute they turn on Fortnite.
How they know?
Man, damn.
Them white kids understand it. So, but black people raise our kids want them to be innocent. But your kids are coming across that shit every time you turn on Xbox. Every time I turn on PlayStation, they know it's some shit with that one teacher that don't fuck with them.
Right.
They know what it is. They just don't have no words for it. Right. So I'm going to give you guys a language on how to break that down to your children to where they can maintain their innocence still, but understand what it is.
I've been called a nigger more on Call of Duty than in real life.
Yeah.
I'm thinking more in Call of Duty than real life. I've been called a nigger.
Is that right?
They bold on that motherfucker, bro.
Y'all know me from this show, but I've been doing this with families in South Central LA for 20 years now. So I've been doing this one family at a time, so I figured I'd bring it to the whole country.
Right.
So I ain't got to keep telling the whole message one at a time.
Right.
And also get my new T-shirt, Rebels for the Cause. Mm-hmm. The niggas, black folks gotta know the niggas who fall back. You know what I mean?
Right.
Nat Turner, Robert Smalls, Bass Reeves, Denmark Vesey, Jean-Jacques Dessalines. We celebrating the people who fall back and didn't say we shall overcome. They said, nigga, we taking it.
Hey, this nigga show sick as flies on this, man. What I'm saying?
So you've been taking your D. You've been taking your deworm medication, Show.
Deworm. My nigga Autobot's been wearing them shorts since the 4th.
Hey, man. Appreciate y'all supporting the show. It's hot to the motherfucking here today. Yeah. Want to thank everybody. Show everybody, man. Love y'all niggas. Yes, much sir. Respect to Gorilla Black. Support him, man. He's back and better than ever, man. If I owe you something, you can get it from God.
Yes, sir.
From God.
Shit.
Hey, could you imagine if Charlie was here?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Charlie was here.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.